The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. John. Beloved, who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and the blood. The Spirit is one of the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar by not believing in the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son possesses life. Whoever does not possess the Son does not have life. I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response is, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinance he has not made known to them. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do will it. Be made clean. Then the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priests and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and the great crowds assembled to listen to him, and he cured all their ailments, and he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we continue in the letter of John. And this letter is so great because not only does it talk about love, but it talks about life. And so here John is telling us that we who believe in Jesus have and possess eternal life. Now think about that. If you're going to live forever, would you please tell your faces? Put a smile on there. Too often people look at us and we're these people that are always look sad, always look like, oh, what a burden life is. We will live forever. That's what the promise of God is. When we believe in him, when we love him, we let him control our life. So again, we need to be people who get deeper insights into this. And the deeper insights we get will come from our prayer. You know, the gospel talks about how Jesus went and he prayed. And so he could bring healing to people. When we pray and we can find healing to ourselves, because again, John says, I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life. If you have eternal life, then we should always be people of joy. Tell your faces. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.